Good morning, everyone. Before I forget, congregation, it's your lucky day. The food bank came through Laurel Hill on Friday afternoon, and there's a bunch of fresh produce out in the narthex. There's some lettuce, some orange peppers, some grapes, some raspberries. I think that's it. But there's some Walmart bags out there, so please take all that you want. Jesse, it is your lucky day. I have a secret to tell you. I'm going to tell all of you the secret of joy. Are you ready? Here's the secret to joy. Now, I don't know if you've heard me talk about before, but joy is one of my favorite words. And I like to differentiate between happiness and joy. So happiness is when your mom makes your favorite dinner, or happiness is when we don't get stuck in traffic going to work or shopping. Happiness is our hair does the right thing on picture day. That's for Kinsey. So happiness is current things, but joy comes from down deep inside us. And even if our mom makes something we don't like for dinner, we can still have joy. And even if we do get stuck in traffic, we can still have joy, because joy is down deeper. So the secret to joy is thankfulness. And this was in one of my devotions within the last couple weeks, and I really, really liked it, and I sent it to my kids. So they've already heard this. But thankfulness is such an important part of our life. So important that as young kids, we are taught to say please and thank you at an early age. Parents even teach their kids to say please and thank you before they can even speak, and they do that with sign language. So please is this, and thank you is this. So even before kids can talk, parents are teaching their kids how to say please and thank you so they can be thankful. So when we say our prayers, saying thanks to God is one of the things that we do, right? We thank him for the things that he's given us. We ask him to give more blessings to the people that we love, our friends, our enemies. We ask him to bless those that are sick, bless those that are weak, bless those that are hungry, bless those that are in war-torn countries. We ask for more reasons to give him thanks, right? So thankfulness is part of all of our lives. And the more we're thankful, the more joy we have. And I think the older we get, we can see that more. So this is why it's a secret for you, because you're learning this at such a young age. I'm telling you this ripe lesson, and you're only how old? 11. Isn't your birthday very soon, like tomorrow? So are you 11 tomorrow or 12 tomorrow? 11 tomorrow. Okay. Oh. Happy birthday early. Everybody remember to tell Jesse happy birthday after church. Okay, so what are some other ways, other than our prayers, what are some other ways that we thank God? I think we thank God by singing, by worshiping, and definitely by serving him, by serving people in our community. So service, praise, singing, worship, all ways to thank God. Do you think so? Do you think there are some other ways, or does that basically sum up all of them? Pretty much, yeah. Giving our time and, yeah, pretty much giving our hearts to God. And I know you've heard of the phrase, an attitude of gratitude. So that just means being thankful for what we have, and then that gives us a good attitude if we're thankful. So, all right, that was your secret for the day. Amazing secret. So let's say a prayer. Let's thank God. God, we thank you for the gift of this church family and the gift of your love. Please help us to live out our lives with an attitude of gratitude, to give thanks to you and to let that overflow into all that we do and all the people that we meet. In your son's name we pray. Amen.